Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Julia Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Julia Caldwell is a 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-2-22. But at that time, she entered a house fire to get a dog out. Apparently, she lifted the dog, leaned on the table, and fell onto her left clavicle. Period. She believes she injured her knee, clavicle, and respiratory system as a result and was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day. Perici states her exposure was 1:29. Perici was not wearing personal protective equipment. Perici states her tongue swelled and she had to be intubated at the hospital. Perici awoke 36 hours later. Period. She continues to receive medication for reactive airway disease from Dr. Ricchetti, R-I-C-K-E-T-T-I. Period. She states that on 9/18/23, the pension board granted her an injury pension. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Caldwell was seen on... That's that. She brought with her some records from the emergency room and hospital, period. It indicated she had been dispatched to a dwelling fire with passable entrapment, period. This EMS personnel found her and she was alert and spoke clearly. She was oriented to time, place, and person and event. Period. She gave a history of the present illness as well as her past medical history and information. She was placed on monitors and administered oxygen through a nasal cannula. Period. She then needed to be intubated. Period. Her voice had become severely distorted. Period. Her lung sounds were reassessed and found to be wheeze-like throughout. Period. She had ventilation attempted but had to be aborted. Period. A second intubation attempt was also aborted. Period. Eventually, she did have successful intubation with an endotracheal tube. Perici was taken to the emergency room on a stretcher. Period. New paragraph. The record supplied by your office shows she was seen on 6/10/22 by Dr. Shakir, S-H-A-K-I-R. For left clavicle pain, period. She also had bilateral knee pain, period. She had her shoulder sling in place, period. There was diffuse tenderness, palpation of the left knee with reduced range of motion, period. Had her follow up on 6/23/22, noting she had a knee contusion and clavicle fracture. Perici wanted her to get an MRI of the knee. Perici for the clavicle, he recommended continued conservative care. Period. She did undergo and MRI of the knee that was found to be negative for any ligament or meniscal pathology. Period. As of the visit on 7/22/22, the petitioner had no significant complaints relative to her clavicle or knee. Prior to, she was returned to regular activity with no restriction or maximum medical improvement, effective 7/23/22. Period. New paragraph on 3/2/21, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, at the referral of Dr. Shake, S-H-A-I-K-H. Period. This evidently is her primary care physician. Period. She was complaining of progressively worsening bilateral knee pain with running. Period. He thought she had bilateral chondromalacia patella and patellofemoral joint disease and possible meniscal tear of the left knee. Period. We're not in receipt of further records from that provider. Period. These earlier records also show on 5/3/21 she was evaluated by an eye specialist named Dr. Prenner, P-R-E-N-N-E-R. Period. In paragraph, the actual emergency room records show she presented on 6/2/22. Period. She arrived in an intubated state. Period. Aside from her presumed airway edema secondary to smoke inhalation, she had no other evidence of any type of burn trauma. Period. Her arterial blood gases were tested, and she was monitored closely. Period. She was admitted to the intensive care unit, where she was to continue ventilator support and bronchodilators. Period. Bronchoscopy was done and did not show any soot or any signs of thermal injury. Period. There were no secretions noted. Period. BAL, all capitals, was done from the right lower lobe. Period. Will assess for air leak in the morning and possible extubation. Period. Diagnosed with respiratory failure secondary to smoke inhalation injury, for which she was intubated and sedated. Paired her arterial blood glass on 100% oxygen was 7.4/38/430/21. Paired her PRVC was 60/16/45/0/50%. Period. She also had non-anion gap acidosis with a history of attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, and anemia. Paired, she was to get bronchoscopy that afternoon. Paired, she did so, as already mentioned. Period. She did undergo chest x-rays while in the emergency room. Period. Laboratory studies were also performed. Period. X-rays of the left clavicle revealed a suspicious linear lucency in the mid-clavicle, suspicious for a non-displaced fracture. Paired, she had a CAT scan of her head that revealed no intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. Period. Chest x-ray on 6/3/22 showed no evidence of pulmonary consolidation or pleural effusion. period. New paragraph, Ms. Caldwell was seen by Dr. Ricchetti on 6/27/22, period. She provided a more descriptive assessment of what occurred to her. Period. She climbed through a window and wrapped the dog in a blanket and pulled him toward the window, then lifted the dog out of the window to the colleagues. Period. She then squeezed herself through the window. Period. She was in the building for 2 minutes and went on to have severe swelling of the tongue, comma, dysphonia, comma, and progressive dyspnea. Period. She was intubated by EMTs and then taken to Capital Health Regional Medical Center. Period. She was admitted to the ICU and underwent bronchoscopy, but there was no definite evidence for inhalation injury to the airway. Period. She did not have any infiltrates on her chest x-ray, but was noted to have a left clavicle fracture. Period. She was successfully extubated on 6/3/22 and was able to be discharged later that day. But since then, she had mild hoarseness and throat discomfort. Period. She also had wheezing, comma, chest tightness, and a feeling of an elephant sitting on her chest. Period. Prior to this event, she had no respiratory issues and was able to run 25 to 35 miles per week. Period. She now developed dyspnea while walking on a treadmill. Period. He reviewed her laboratory studies and spirometry that showed mild obstructive ventilatory disorder with a significant bronchodilator response. Period. The FEV1 was 2.98 liters and 98% post-bronchodilator. Period. His diagnostic impression was reactive airway dysfunction syndrome as a sequela of post-smoke inhalation. Period. She has a classic presentation of this disorder. Period. She was not optimized regarding her asthma, as evidenced by her spirometry. Period. He noted she would require treatment with an ICS/LABA to further improve her lung function. Period. She will probably be able to do modified duty as of 7/14/22 and full duty by 7/21/22. Period. He also felt a repeat chest x-ray should be done. Period. He prescribed Symbicort. Period. She followed up with Dr. Ricchetti. Period. Another chest x-ray was done on 7/1/22 and showed no focal consolidation, pleural effusion, or pneumothorax. Period. At the referral of Dr. Shakir, she underwent an MRI of the knee on 7/5/21. Period. Interestingly, it was compared to a study of 4/23/21, which would have preceded the subject incident. Period. X-rays of the left clavicle were done on 7/18/22. Period. It showed healing, non-displaced, non-angulated fracture of the mid-clavicle. Period. Dr. Ricchetti saw her through at least 2/2/23, period. She had reactive airways dysfunction syndrome and moderate persistent asthma as a complication of smoke inhalation. Period. She reached a plateau from physical therapy and a full course of treatment without achieving the necessary endurance required for continuation to work as a police officer at the same capacity that she was working prior to the injury. But she still had significant shortness of breath with exercise and uses the rescue inhaler both pre-exercise and during exercise to help relieve her cough, wheeze, and dyspnea. But he agreed with her that she did not have the stamina or strength to pursue a potential criminal or have the necessary stamina and endurance to restrain an individual if the situation occurs. Period. She had been doing desk duty, which obviously cannot be continued indefinitely, as this current work is not reflective of the type of work that she needs to perform on a daily basis as a police officer. Apparently, she denied any significant respiratory symptoms with normal activities of daily living. Apparently, she has had no further infections and no significant sinus symptoms. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. She also participated in physical therapy, presumably for her knee, but I am not in receipt of any of their notes. Could please print out the first and last physical therapy note from Stone King Wellness Physical Therapy. New paragraph. Prior record show she was seen by Dr. Shakir on 1-7-20. Period. She had injured her right shoulder at work on 12-17-19. Apparently she fell down a flight of steps and landed on her right shoulder. Apparently she was using over-the-counter Advil and had undergone an MRI. Period. He diagnosed rotator cuff tendonitis, for which he recommended conservative care. Period. He followed her progress relative to the shoulder, along with physical therapy. Period. Dr. Shakir continued to see her through 2-4-20. Period. She had full range of motion of the right shoulder and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. It would appear that she also carried diagnoses of fracture of the left clavicle with healing, comma, contusion of the left knee, comma, medial meniscal tear of the left knee that was current, comma, and contusion of the left knee. Period. These overlap with the knee injuries she alleged occurred after the incident in question. Period. New paragraph. We are in receipt of voluminous records from Princeton Family Care, beginning 8-4-15, period. She was seen there numerous times over the next few years and carried diagnoses of ADHD. Period. His surgical history was remarkable for breast augmentation. Period. She was following up with a psychiatrist. Period. She was seen for routine general medical disorders such as an ear infection. Period. She also had urinary tract infection. Period. On 6-15-17, they wrote 4 days ago she fell while walking her dog. Period. The dog pulled on the leash to chase a squirrel when she fell into a median, hitting her right upper extremity, causing a burn, and landing on her left knee. Period. She was... She had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. At the emergency room. Period. Ms. Hallwell was seen here through 11-1-21, period. On a visit of 10-21-21, they noted she had a fixation with her weight, stating, quote, I didn't go to weddings in the past because seeing the food got me upset, period, end quote. She counts calories and eats 1,250 calories per day. But she follows up with a psychiatrist once a month for weight issues, period. She also had an ovarian cyst and allergic rhinitis on that occasion, for which he was told to use a humidifier and nasal rinses. Period. As of the latest visit of 11/1/21, when she was to see her gynecologist soon for a LEAP procedure. She also had an abnormal pap smear and was to follow up with Dr. Small. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by a urologist on 8/11/15 due to microscopic hematuria. Period. Cystoscopy was done in the office. Period. On 8/31/15, she was given an additional diagnosis of overactive bladder. Period. New paragraph. She was seen on 5/24/16 orthopedically by Dr. Crivello, C-R-I-V-E-L-L-O, for left wrist pain. Period. He thought her injury was suspicious for a scapholunate ligament injury, as it showed widening on MRI. Period. This was also present on plain x-rays of the wrist. Period. Follow-up for her wrist was rendered through 9/7/16, when she had made excellent progress. Period. In paragraph on 7/13/17, she underwent an upper GI endoscopy. Period. She had an MRI of the right shoulder on 12/31/19 to be inserted here. Period. The history given for this was pain after injury. Period. Physical exam. Had eyes, ears. Her lips were slightly swollen, as she attributed to a recent cosmetic surgery. Heart normal, lungs normal. She tells me her pulse oximetry had gotten to normal range, except with exercise. Period. Shoulder maneuver, upper extremities normal, shoulders normal. Extremities lower, normal. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. And impressions on 6/2/22, Julia Caldwell went to rescue a dog from a fire in a building. Period. When doing so, she fell and was exposed to smoke for approximately 2 minutes. Period. Initially, EMS personnel found her to be awake and alert and able to speak. Period. During their transporting of her to the emergency room, she developed swelling of her tongue and hoarse speech. Period. This necessitated she be intubated. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and admitted to the intensive care unit. Period. As of 6/3/22, she was doing well and extubated. Period. She followed up with Dr. Ricchetti, who thought she had reactive airway disease secondary to the smoke inhalation. Period. And put this in parentheses, as just noted, she did have a history of allergic rhinitis. Period. After the subject event, she underwent x-rays of the left clavicle that identified a fracture that progressively healed. Period. She had a left knee MRI on 7/5/22 to be inserted here. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. Ricchetti monitored her respiratory status for several months. Period. As of 2/2/23, they discussed that she had not yet recovered the stamina and strength to carry out all the job duties of a police officer. Period. She currently reports that she was approved for disability retirement. Prepared in paragraph of the current exam, I found her to have clear lung sounds. Prepared heart sounds were normal. Prepared her lips were slightly swollen, that she attributed to recent cosmetic surgery. Prepared she had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. Prepared provocative maneuvers at the shoulders and knees were negative. Prepared in paragraph, with respect to orthopedic conditions, there is 0% permanent partial disability. Prepared, her clavicle fracture has healed uneventfully, so there is 0% permanency for that. Prepared, underlying this, need to find out if I am also being asked to provide a respiratory level of disability. And that is the end of